Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Ho, ho, ho. And no, I'm not talking about Twitch streamers. I'm talking about our podcast right after Christmas. It is December 27th, 2020. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. And we're delighted if you are able to join us live. We broadcast every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. Central Time Zone, visiting Kim. On the show, speaking of Kim, we have Kim Woods on the podcast.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi, Kim.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Hey.
Also on the podcast, spinning the decks in Max Headroom form, we have Robin Tate.
Hello, everybody. Happy Christmas to everyone. God bless us all.
Everyone.
God bless us all. And also on the podcast, you have myself, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And oh, what a fine place Twitter is. Let's see. Look, if you're not familiar with us, we are really, it's about video games, but we cover life. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And that's just because life is more than just video games. I know that's hard to believe. So we'll talk a little bit about what's been going on in our lives. We'll talk about video game stuff, of course, what we've been playing. And when, in fact, there is news to talk about, we'll talk about the news. There isn't a whole heck of a lot happening right now because of Christmas. So this is, I predict, a little bit shorter show, a little bit looser show. And that's not talking about our moral values. That's just talking about how the show's going to go. On that note, there will be no cleavage shots today. I'm sorry. I know several people were hoping for that. But I am feeling uncomfortable with that, so I'm not going to do it. All right, let's wish some happy birthdays. We have a few birthdays to talk about. One, not only was Jesus born on the 25th, but Grace Moores was born on the 25th of December. So happy birthday, Grace Moores. And my football game.
Thank
is going
you
off right
very
now.
Much. Love it.
Also, celebrating birthdays, Kyle Adams. By the way, Grace, 21, beautiful, lovely woman. Congratulations, Grace. Kyle Adams turning 72 this month. In fact, today, 72. Kyle, you look good for 72, my friend. You really do. We from the wonderful Isles of Man, Scott McDougall. What, 82?
At least.
Robin?
At least,
yeah.
He's been
we're unconfirmed. Yeah, we believe 82, so congratulations. Happy birthday.
He's been round the Laxey wheel more than once. Do you know what?
Yes.
I've mentioned this to Fraser and Grace, but in my local chemist, there's a poster up of a doctor in a suit, very well dressed. And every time I go in, it reminds me, it looks just like Grace. And, yeah. So every time I go into the chemist, which we do a lot for the kids and stuff, I look up and I think of Canada and think of Grace Moores and Fraser. Now, unfortunately, I really don't want to buy the Viagra that she's advertising. But anyway, it's always lovely to see Grace. Anyway, happy birthday, you people. Kyle, dude.
Yes, happy birthday.
Kyle, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, I don't know how to respond to the... Okay, Robin, I got to say, every time you say it, we go to the chemist.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't think of pharmacy at all. I think of, like, you're going to some, like, back room drug deal kind of situation where they're mixing something up on the spot.
Yeah?
Maybe that's true.
Okay. Yeah. We never use the term... Maybe Boots. No, did I say Boots the chemist? No, we never use the word term pharmacy here.
Really?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. Chemist.
Okay.
Chemist.
But, I mean, would people know if I said I need to go to the pharmacy?
Yeah.
Would they know what I'm talking about?
It would be seen as, I think, the posh term for chemist. Yeah?
Posh term.
A posh term. Now. I go to the pharmacy. I go to the pharmacy after my hunting. Yes.
What?
to get some cream for my bottom from the horse on Boxing Day.
Right.
Yes?
By the way, side note, if you trust Pfizer enough to give you a blue pill to help you with your, you know, willy, I'm just saying you probably can trust Pfizer for your vaccine. Let's just get that out there.
And if you decide to put the vaccine in your shoe, it will make you limp.
Yes. Also, 5G is apparently responsible for all of this. All right. We've covered that stuff. That's the important stuff. Let's talk about other things, Robin. Let's get into the stories of our week.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Now, look, I know we all want to talk about Christmas, but honestly, that is the last thing I want to talk about with you guys.
What?
I think there's other things. Yeah, there's other things on this list that are more important. Kim, I need to talk about medication for your cats, especially we were just talking about going to the pharmacy, talking about chemists. So why are you drugging your cat? What did the cat do? What's up?
Yeah, my oldest cat, Crusher, is 13. And I thought, well, here a while back, I think I've told you all the story. I thought I was going to have to put him down because his kidneys were failing. And come to find out that, no, he's got irritable bowel syndrome. Well, here, must have been about a week ago, he stopped eating, or he wasn't eating like he should be. So I had to get a hold of the vet, and he put him on prednisone to get his stomach settled so he would start eating again. So, yeah, so last week I had to go to the vet and pick up his medicine. And, of course, with it being almost Christmas, everybody and their dog, get it, had to go to the vet to do whatever before Christmas. And, yeah, it was kind of a madhouse in there. They were apologizing because, you know, I had to sit out in the parking lot and wait and all this. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Because I've been going to these people for years now, so it's no big deal. But yeah, I had to get him on some prednisone to get him to eat again. And it seems to be working. He's still a little finicky, but not bad. So.
All right.
Yeah.
My cat. So at nighttime, my cat.
Is still alive, right?
Yeah, the remaining cat is still alive. It's in the anteroom here, the entrance here, and it's in it at nighttime. It's still quite young, so we put it. It has a little cage with its bed and some food and stuff like that there, just to keep it safe. Anyway, it's a wire thing. You can see all the way through it, but the last few nights the thing is getting out of this cage, and right now it's out wandering about the main area, and I have no idea how this thing is getting out because there are no gaps. It must be lifting the whole thing up and going underneath it. I'm going to have to put one of the webcams up and.
Hippie.
Yeah, it's just super cat.
Wait a minute. The cage doesn't have a bottom.
No, it sits on the floor. Yeah, it's a wire wire thing about 8 feet by about 4 feet with a angled roof, but it's all like wire. Yeah, you can see right through it. There's two little wire doors on it. There are no gaps. There are no seals. Each wire is about like maybe 3/4 inch apart in a mesh. So it's like any sort of standard pet run, rabbit run. I've looked at it. I have no idea how it's getting out. No idea. Mm. Not that it's a real problem running out, but I'm very allergic, so I can't. Have it in here. In this room here would be bad. Bad room.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Well, okay.
So
things are starting to make a little more sense to me, actually, as we bring this up and talk about this. One, Robin being extremely allergic to cats now seemingly makes a little bit more sense why cats have been an endangered species around his house.
Okay.
Also, animals in cages haven't exactly fared well at your domicile either, Robin. I think back to the chickens. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't put the kids in cages, Robin. Don't put the kids in cages.
Robin, angel of death.
I wasn't the one that started that. dear. Yeah, okay. Okay, less cats.
that's cats. Robin, that's what cats. About you? What's been going on with you
I've lots of stuff. One thing I have to say, just a bit of gaming straight away. It's very, very funny. I find it quite humorous right now that when I go into my Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree, which is our Craigslist, or into eBay, there are tons of scalpers trying to offload their stock of Xbox Series X's and PS 5s for at the going rate or slightly below now. So slap it up, yes bastards. So happy Christmas. I hope you are left with loads of stock that you have to lose money on. You horrible people. I am going to talk about Christmas because I got stuff. I've been putting on weight for the last, well, when did I go to Inniskillen and I was paddleboarding with Jasmine? Well, during that trip, my Fitbit died in the water at last. And because I didn't have a Fitbit, I've been putting on weight. So, you know, that's it. Well, that's been corrected. Judith Claus.
I would just like to point out that the reason you've been putting on weight has nothing to do with your Fitbit. It has everything to do with you eating tons of candy and things that are bad for you and not.
It's nothing to do with this chocolate. Anyway, it's a nice Fitbit, and they put a lovely clock face on it. It has Trump for the hands, and you know the hands.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
It's very good. Judith made me take it off because it would upset Joshua too much. Bless his heart. Anyway, speaking of Joshua, he bought me this beautiful book. I must just bring it over. Just a second.
Okay. This is a massive tabletop book. Yeah, that is a coffee table book if I've ever seen one.
This.
Right? Yes. Kill someone with that thing.
So you can
the
sort of
Star Wars
archives. Now I cannot underestimate to you how heavy this is, Kim. This weighs about as much as you. Yeah. Oh, that sounds really bad. For a book, that would be heavy. No. Okay, think of... okay, yeah. Think of 30 cats in a box. It weighs about as much as 30 cats. On Christmas Day, it came in a beautiful big box, which is over on the pool table, and it absolutely weighs a ton. It really, really is heavy. Like cinder blocks. Imagine holding 3 cinder blocks. That's the weight of this thing. And it is absolutely gorgeous. It is all to do with Star Wars, everything to do with Star Wars, photographs, artwork, everything going back from...
That's pretty awesome.
77 to 1983. So, thank you, Joshua. It probably cost a fortune, so thank you for that. So,
Hey, by the way, Kim, side note, congratulations, you only weigh 3 cinder blocks.
Yeah, or 20 chickens, or 20 cats. Mm. Now, the other thing that I got I was very, very, very good, and Santa Claus brought me one of these, which is a
nice
Oculus Quest 2. And you know I had the PlayStation VR. Well, this is definitely...
You did not fare too well with that.
This is not PlayStation VR. We'll talk about it shortly, but let's just say it's a much better experience. And earlier on today, I walked up Mount Everest with 2 guys. And I stood on the top of Mount Everest and went, wow. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a little while here. But yes, it's a fantastic piece of kit. One other stuff in the year in Northern Ireland right now, yesterday was Boxing Day. It's one of those times at Christmas when you lose all track of days. I think it happened to me earlier on in the week that, you know, at one point you don't know what day it is. So you go by the Boxing Day or Christmas Day or New Year. Yeah. Anyway, from Boxing Day in Northern Ireland, all shops, petrol stations, gas stations, petrol stations, takeaways, restaurants, everything must be closed by 8 p.m. There is a curfew in Northern Ireland. You're not allowed to travel after 8 p.m. unless it's absolutely essential or you're an essential worker. So literally, curfew is in place for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. I have no idea what this is about.
I believe he said 8 p.m. curfew, Kim.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm in an 8 p.m. curfew. All shops, gas stations, everything must be closed by 8 p.m.
So I'm guessing this is, this is curtailed your, it really hasn't curtailed anything, Rob, because you guys have kind of been on lockdown anyway, haven't you? What really has changed other than them saying you can't leave the house by 8 p.m.? I guess that's my question.
For us, not a lot.
And Robin is not. Yeah.
No, nothing. Not a thing. Nothing. Nothing. It doesn't affect me in the slightest. Not in a bit. I am not affected at all because I have 6 kids.
Ah, yes. Sick kids. So you're pretty much on lockdown regardless. You're screwed. And chocolate.
Which is always good.
Vodka. Yes. All right, Robin, we're going to have you mute for a sec. Hopefully your internet connection will catch back up. Kim, anything special out of Christmas on your end to talk about?
We had our family Christmas party yesterday, and, it was good. I got us things. I got, some tea and a new mug, some socks, because it seems like everybody gets socks for Christmas, me included. Some little bit stuff. Somebody sent me a $50 gift card from Amazon, so that was nice, nothing earth-shattering, I didn't get a new Xbox or anything like that, but that's okay, I wasn't expecting that. Nice. Other than that, just good time with the family. We sat around and had a few beers and laughed our asses off at stupid shit and had a good time, so... And at the end of the night, I got lucky because I could send home leftovers with people, so I'm not sitting here eating the crap for, a month and a half. So
really thought good. That was going in a different direction, by the way, when he said at the end of the night, I got lucky. Just saying.
Right? Yeah. No, unfortunately not. But, and that would be weird considering...
I was going to say, it is with your family, so...
Yeah, right? No. So, Christmas was good considering 2020 was a gigantic dumpster fire. Other than apparently my dad's truck, the fuel pump may have gone out of it yesterday, so... That wasn't so good, but, all in all, for the way that 2020 has been, that's not so bad. We'll take it.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
So, before I dive into the Christmas side of things, been listening to Galaxy's Edge, part 3 of that series. It's another book series. I kind of started a ways back, I'm listening to the audiobook versions. That's pretty much all I do now. It's very kind of Star Wars. I don't want to call it Star Wars like. It's more. I don't really have a good. Star Trek Troopers maybe. I don't know. It's you're talking kind of like Space Marine Force type interactions, but it's really only so far with humans. There's not really been any aliens per se, and so that kind of sets it apart from those. It's a good story. For me, it's taken a little bit longer to get into it though. So I'm not glowingly recommending this. But I think for a long burn, it is good. I've really kind of enjoyed book 3 better than book 2. And book 1 was good enough for me. So something to think about. The audiobooks, usually you can do a little sample of it. So go check it out if you're interested in something new. So aside from Christmas, we've had projects going on with our bathroom. And I've been working to, we laid new floors in the bathrooms. But one of the things we set aside was we were going to do the mirrors and light fixtures ourselves. And so... That's still on my to-do list, but we had to paint the bathroom. Prior to painting the bathroom, we were taking off all the wall plates for the light switches, that kind of thing. And my wife realized that the previous owners had an off-white colored GFI wall plug in the bathroom, as opposed to white. And every other outlet in this house is white, so. We're kind of that's odd and Hadn't really thought about it before, but now that we are switching the bathroom out finally and really kind of updating it, we're like, okay, let's change that out. Mm-hmm. So I turned off the power supply for the bathroom lights and plugs and had a, you know, basically a pop-up light in there so I could see what I was doing. And it's funny because apparently the breaker switch that I thought was for the light switch and the plugs wasn't really the one for the plugs. It was just for the light switch. Oh, yeah. I got myself pretty good a couple times. And the black wire is the hot wire. Just remember that. So, yeah. So that was an interesting experience. But I got it all situated, figured out, put the new wall outlet in, and I can honestly say I hate electrical work. I don't want to do that anymore if I can avoid it. So.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It was never my favorite subject in high school either. So
yeah, that's what I did. Christmas. You know, I mean, it was a pretty low key Christmas on our end. We did go out to You know, lockdown is happening in California. We're probably one of the strictest states in the United States. However, where I live, I'm close to Indian territory, and we have Indian casinos. And the Indian casinos have been able to stay open outside of all of the lockdown orders. And so we went to our local Indian casino, to their steakhouse, and had a fantastic dinner with just my family, my wife, myself, and my son. And so that was a treat.
That looks like a nice place.
Nice filet mignon.
Ooh. What's it called?
It was fantastic.
Was it Thunder something, or what's it called?
So, it's Thunder Valley Casino.
Mm.
Thunder Valley Casino is the actual casino. So, yeah. But, and outside of that, Christmas was good. We checked out Christmas lights. It's funny. So we live, there's a town called Rockland. It's just about 10 minutes away from us. And they have this one area. It's about a 1 mile block of houses that they go all out for Christmas. And they like, you talk about like the Griswolds lighting up their house, that kind of level. And so people from all over the place go to this area. And they drive through this 1 mile loop and check out all of these different houses. And all the different houses have different themes. So, you know, there was one that was superheroes. There was one that was dedicated to Donald Trump, which I thought was pretty funny. So I shared that with Robin. You know, you had your traditional Christmas stuff. You had video game themed ones. I mean, it was just tons to look at. And it's just fun. So we put Colin up on our lap. We drove through. Super slow, you have your lights off, and it took us about 20 minutes to drive that mile loop, just because you're doing about maybe 3-5 miles an hour because of all the cars lined up. I would hate to live there because traffic that time of year just sucks. You know, I mean, you're having to deal with it all the time. But it's cool, and it just gives you that Christmassy spirit. So. I always like doing that, and that was kind of like the checklist. And then we had Christmas, and Christmas was good. Got some stuff. Speaking of losing weight, I laughed a little bit because I do like an Amazon wish list, and I'll throw stuff on there for my wife just to give her some ideas. And I had quite a bit of stuff focused in and around workout stuff from home. She got all of that stuff for me, and I just looked at her all. Are you trying to tell me something? And no, it's good. It's good that I got the workout stuff because I've noticed over the past probably 3-4 weeks, my workouts have really trailed off. I've only been getting into maybe 2-3 out of the week.
Not the only one. Mine has two. I went from like 3-4 a week to like 2 and maybe 3 if I'm lucky. So
yeah. So it's time to get back at it. Christmas is over. The last big holiday, so to speak, is going to be New Year's, and it also could be the alcohol. I have to admit, I've been drinking a shitload of late. So that's why today,
2020,
water, you know, maybe scaling back the alcohol, see if that helps a little bit as well. But definitely feeling the holidays more than I have in a couple of years.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it all goes back to changes to the routines.
My body is a mess. Yeah, I don't know. My connection's shit. So, what do you do? Yeah. So, did you start black? Did you start black? Black, 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 black.
Did I start black?
Black.
No, I have not. No, the audiobook, I have not started black yet. I will be starting that after I finish this. This is kind of like. That doesn't help me anything either, Robin. there's audiobook Black was recommended by Robin. I asked him what the name of it was because I wanted to start that next. So that will be happening after Galaxy's Edge. I had that on tap. So, but yeah, I'm excited to start that one. Something different, a little detective story type audiobook and get away from the sci-fi stuff that I've been doing so much of late. But anyway, all right, well, let's dive into some gaming stuff. We can talk about the games we've been playing. We can talk about Robin's Quest 2.
You are one pathetic loser.
So I got my Quest 2. I got this thing before I had a PSVR, and I didn't keep it that long. I love roller coasters, but I generally don't like the things that are like the 3D, like the Harry Potter ride in Universal, or the Simpsons ride, stuff like that. They make me feel a bit, yeah. And I'm not saying that this here has stopped that, but it is an awful lot better. So, my first experience with it was literally in here the night that I got it, just to set it up, to test it. And I played poker with Stu and Chinny. And when you first set it up, it takes you through a boundary area. So you the basic controls, but this, they call it the Guardian. And you draw in your room. Right. You can see through the visor. You see a black and white version of the area around you, which is really handy because you don't need to take the mask off all the time. So you draw with one of your hand controllers round the area of the room, which is safe. Which is much, much better.
A safe zone. This is to keep you from
crashing into the TV. Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's to keep you from going through a TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you get close to this area in a game or in any app, a grid appears full height. So you know you're getting there, which is really, really good. PSVR didn't have the same or anything like this, really. It was just have a safe area. So that's really, really neat, really, really handy. And once you get that set up and you appear in your base, your home place, where you start everything and all your menus come up, it is just fucking fabulous. It's like, wow, it's so crisp and so clear and everything is sharp. Inside the headset, there are three settings. There's a little app that Amar, thank you, recommended to me, which measures the distance between your pupils, and you have a setting on here, so it helps it to be clearer for you. And I'm just very, very impressed with this device. The games that I played on it, Beat Saber, of course, which is lightsabers dancing sort of game, fit thing. Yeah, I think Stu from Veteran Gamers absolutely loves this, and he's managed to pipe in his ordinary music to it as well. I haven't worked that out, but I'm sure I will. And the other thing that I played was, apart from the trips like up Mount Everest and walking with lions and elephants and all those experiences, which are nice, but I played Star Wars Vader Eternal, it's called. Yeah, isn't that what it is? Yeah, Vader, where did I... Oh, darn it, I didn't have that.
Okay, Vader Eternal, yeah.
Vader
yeah.
Eternal, so it's in three episodes. The episode is about 20 minutes to half an hour, and you appear on this ship with a robot character, and you're flying through space, and you have to put switches down and push forward the big slider to jump into hyperspace, and then you land on this planet and you come face to face with Darth Vader, and it is just so, like, wow! It is just so real. It's so, it's visceral. It's really, really a good experience. So yeah, I'm enjoying this. I love the wirelessness of it. The battery seems to last for about 2 hours. The games aren't that big to download. They're not overly expensive. There's lots of free experiences on it. So yeah, since in the 2 years since I had PSVR, it has came on an awful long way. So yeah, very, very good. I'm enjoying the Quest 2. So yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Now, can you play Half-Life Alyx on that?
Don't know. Yes, I believe so. I believe if I have a cable and I connect it through my PC, I can share and play all my Steam library. So that's sort of completely allowed. There's this thing called side loading, which you can, because it's an Android device, you can load other softwares onto it. And I watched a YouTube video today of a guy, and he had done Xbox, the streaming service, Xbox, what do you call it when you do it with a, well, you're through your phone. What's it called? Xbox streaming. You know what?
Yeah.
So you can do that on that.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all part of Game Pass now. But
yeah. So you can do that into it.
Okay.
But yes, I think I would like to play Half-Life Alyx. I would like to do that. Yes, that would be good because that's made for.
As far as I know, that's like the. Yeah, I was gonna say that's a proper game.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, another stuff like...
Yeah, sorry, Robin. I've been trying to have a conversation with you.
I know, I'm sorry. I apologize. There's coming back green. I don't know, the weather's very, very bad here. It is snowing outside. I apologize, I'm on 4G. That's probably what the problem is, the snow. Even things like...
Definitely is it.
Even stuff like cinema, watching Amazon VR, where you sit in a cinema seat... And as you start to watch the film, the lights go down in the cinema, and you look around, and you're like on the fourth row back in this beautiful big seat. It's very immersive. It's a very, very clever experience. So yeah. So if you're thinking about VR, yeah, this is a nice way to go. So that's it. It'll be all great in the audio. You can nod now.
No, I caught that. So I mean, the Quest 2 seems like it has been, if I'm going to be honest, out of all of the VR options that have come forward, Quest 2 seems to be the best one to date. And that's because it's a wireless option. It's powerful enough to give you at least some good visuals, and you know, it doesn't feel underpowered compared to some of the other wireless versions before. You know, it's not as robust an experience probably as, you know, some of the high end ones, but it also doesn't have the price tag. So I think it's in a good spot.
I think it's the closest to mainstream. Yeah.
So maybe this is that successful.
I think it's the closest to mainstream that it has got. Now, you know, it seems more normal. And if anything, the PS5 and Xbox being delayed has maybe pushed people into buying one of these because they couldn't get the console of their choice. Yeah? Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. You know, it is going to be interesting. I think the one thing that still lacks, and that may change, is actual proper games. And Half-Life Alyx is the only one of recent that has been not only a proper game, but a good, successful game on VR. So, you know, that's the one experience I'd say so far that would be like, that's something I'd want to play just because the game itself was good. Anyway, Kim, what have you been doing on the gaming front?
Not a thing.
Not a thing.
I haven't had time to even think about it. I mean, I thought about it today as after I ate lunch, I thought, I had to go fire up MLR and play for like an hour. And instead, I ate so much for lunch, I laid on the couch and thought, a nap sounds better. Of course, admittedly, I didn't get the nap done either. Because, then I'm going to oversleep and miss the podcast. And then I'll never end it, hear the constant end of shit that I'll get. So I better not do that.
Yeah, don't pull a Mark. That's a Mark move. Right? I fell asleep,
yeah,
right?
And yeah, and I mean, considering, Pete and the rest of them can be bothered to show up this week,
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
But I will say on the gaming front, I've been watching all these deals. Like, Valhalla has been real cheap this week. Phoenix has been real cheap. As a matter of fact, it was even cheaper today, like at $30, and I got that $50 gift card from Amazon, and I've got like 60 all together, and I'm thinking to myself, do I really want, how badly do I want to add another game to my pile of shame right away?
Right.
Because $30 for a game that just came out like a month ago is pretty good. So
yeah, I mean, the days of needing to get a game day one seem so few and far between now,
right?
Game prices drop pretty quick. There's just not that need to go out and rush and buy day one. And then you factor in Game Pass. If you have Game Pass or a service like that, it pushes that need out even further. So
yeah. I'm considering picking that one in Valhalla up, even though right now I'm kind of trying to finish up my pile of shame that I acquired previously. But I'm thinking for those prices, I can't miss. Because I've been asking around, looking at reviews, and everybody says even for $30, it's a damn good game. So, yeah. I might pull the trigger on it. We'll see. But actually playing games, I haven't had a chance. Anthony has played on my Xbox more than I have this week. So
okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
sadly,
the pile of shame is going to be a thing. It is every year, right? And it's an ongoing thing. I know Batch is saying he's thinking about diving into his pile of shame. I have been not so much pile of shame gaming. I played some Gears Tactics, which I've played before on PC. I've liked some of the updates they've done to the console version, and there's new achievements, that kind of thing, available. So I've been playing a bit of that. Very enjoyable, liking that experience. I like the addition of Jack, the robot. It just adds a little bit. In some ways, it makes it a little bit easier. But I felt the previous version of Gears Tactics, prior to them adding him in, had an element kind of on a lot of missions of feeling kind of like time sensitivity. I don't know how to quite describe it, but, you didn't feel like you quite had enough team members to do everything you needed to do. And Jack just gives you just a little bit of an extra edge or assistance on certain things. So enjoying that. I'm going to save talking about Gears 5 for a second. I'll talk about Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So I've been playing a bunch of that. I've really been enjoying that. Visually, this game is beautiful, especially at times. Not always. Every once in a while, you get the ugly kind of Uncanny Valley, Dead Eyes look from the characters. But overall, it's gorgeous. I'm playing it in quality mode on the Series X. It just looks fantastic. It runs smooth. It's at a 30 frames per second, not 60 frames. So if you're bothered about that, you can go to the performance mode, which stays pretty much locked in at 60 frames per second. But it just doesn't have quite the visual flair of quality mode. It's very subtle. So that's the other thing to note, is that, it's a dynamic resolution for the performance mode, as opposed to within quality mode, it's pretty much locked at 4K. But one of the things I like about this game is the whole Viking vibe of pillaging and plundering. So you will have missions and opportunities to attack little town, areas. I want to say they're not missionaries. I'm trying to remember the name they use in the game, but they're areas where you can go and you're going to get more supplies and wealth, and that helps you build up your own home base. But you do it you pillage, you go in and you burn down huts, you burn down churches, you basically set fire to these little towns. And there's just something just satisfying about going in, taking, you know, you're kicking ass and taking names, killing pretty much everybody that is a soldier gets wiped out. Civilians, you don't kill, or I don't even know if it lets you have the opportunity to try and kill the civilians, to be honest, but you'll see them kind of running and fleeing away from you. You hear the bells, you know, alarm bells ringing as you guys are raiding the town, and then you're taking torches and you're throwing them onto the thatched roofs of the house and they burn to the ground. There's just something, just medieval satisfaction in that I love. So, very much enjoying that game. Loot is interesting in that game. Kind of like Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It feels a little bit overwhelming at times. And the differences of one item to another item don't really feel like huge. So you kind of start looking at things that feel very samey. But there, you know, maybe this little slight upgrade here or slight upgrade there. So I kind of wish it wasn't as loot heavy and it was a little bit scaled back. I think that would have been kind of nice for my take. It's because you're just constantly looking to gather stuff, gather loot, gather supplies, gather resources. And so it's just kind of like, okay. But that all said, there are also some really satisfying combat moves when you are in the throes of combat and you end up killing a guy. Every once in a while, you get like a special move, death, and they can just be vicious. I mean, they are definitely on the gory front. I've beheaded a number of people. But after playing Gears, it's nothing new. I've seen plenty of that. So, but yeah, no, like it's good.
Major 3, yeah.
Yes, very much so. But yeah, Assassin's Creed Valhalla has been fantastic. But the game I really want to talk about, the game that absolutely caught me by surprise, I talked about it on the previous podcast in that I was enjoying it, but I mean, this really has been a treat. And that is Gears 5 Hive Busters, which is the new free DLC they added into the campaign. So if you want to think about kind of what this DLC does, it serves up, in a sense, kind of as a little bit of a story intro into the Hive Busters multiplayer component of Gears 5. And if you're not familiar with that mode, Hive Busters, basically it's a co-op mode. Up to three people can go into a hive. You set a bomb, and then it's a race to get out of the hive, basically. So the Gears 5 Hive Busters DLC is the story version of why you're doing this. And it's really good. The voice acting's good. The visuals are just off the charts fantastic. This is actually one of the best games, even better looking than Assassin's Creed Valhalla, in my opinion. It looks the business, especially on Series X. There's ray tracing in there. It is just a visual treat. And I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It's probably 3 to 5 hours, depending upon how quickly you're trying to play through it. All said and done, so it's not a super long campaign, but it's well done. It sets a good stage for the deals, the mode, if you will, in Gears 5. But most importantly, it just creates this new story arc with some new characters, and the characters are likable. I just really enjoyed this. I highly recommend it. If you have Gears 5, go play this. It's available. You find it in the mission area. So when you log in, you say mission, instead of going to multiplayer, just go to the mission. You'll see it then as an add-on area for the DLC. You just click on the DLC and it takes you right into the story. And it's a campaign, single player. If you could play it co-op with up to two other people, but if you're playing it single player, you'll basically get to choose which character you want to play as. And then from there, the computer takes over the other two. Gears 5 Tactics. Gears 5 Hive Busters. Got a lot of gears on the mind. Very good. Excellent game. Highly recommend. And a visual showcase, especially if you have one of the newer consoles. Check it out. Okay. So, do you have a question, Robin?
No. Just you're a bastard having a new Euro console, you know? You know, talk about you and having your new console. Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh? You've probably got a room full of them.
Yeah, that, you know. No, I do not have a room full of them. However, there's somebody else on the podcast team that does or was able to acquire two new Xbox Series X's, but that I will save that story for him to be able to tell when and if he comes survives back to the podcast after his cold. Hint, hint. Yes, they did arrive. But yeah, so I think we should talk about some news if there's nothing else to talk about gaming front.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so I said there wasn't a lot of news. I meant it. There's not a lot of news. There really is just one news story I think is worth talking about, and that's just the continued fallout of the Cyberpunk situation for CD Projekt Red. There is a new class action lawsuit that's been filed against CD Projekt Red over this. A firm called Rosen Law announced that it has opened a class action lawsuit against the company. It alleges the studio's management misled investors about the state of the game before its release and failed to disclose that Cyberpunk 2077 was virtually unplayable on PS4 and Xbox One due to an enormous number of bugs. Rosen currently doesn't have a lead plaintiff, but shareholders can join by filing from an online form. So they're asking shareholders to sign up and file.
Bullshit! Bullshit!
I'm really of two minds on this. Yeah, I get the anger over a broken game being released. But I do feel like CD Projekt Red has done a good job of actually getting patches out quickly. The game now is running pretty reliably on both the PS4 and the Xbox One. You know, it certainly is not at the level of the PC version. But anybody expecting that, I think, you know, you're drinking some Kool-Aid that just isn't there. You know, you shouldn't be thinking you're going to get something that's going to be equivalent to the PC. Now, should CD Projekt Red have shown off the Xbox One version and the PS4 version? I don't know. I honestly don't know if they should have. You know, they put their best foot forward. They showed off the best-looking game. We see that all the time. So, you know, there's always a kind of a bit of a buyer beware situation. The fact that they're being able to get refunds for the game is, you know, that's the ultimate best solution to this. You know, if CD Projekt Red or the console manufacturers were saying, no, you can't get a refund, maybe we're talking about a different story. Then maybe we do have a situation where a lawsuit should be filed. But as far as I'm concerned, I think they've done enough to regain the trust of gamers in that they're fixing the game. They are offering up refunds. You know, you can get your money back if you don't like what you're experiencing. So from the gamer side of it, I don't really see a big issue. From an investor side, I think it's even more ridiculous lawsuit because if you really think about it, investors within CD Projekt Red have benefited from this launch, regardless of whether it was a botched launch or not. They've made money off the game already, so I don't quite understand why investors would be wanting to jump on the lawsuit
to,
here.
To attack
this
themselves.
This feels like a money grab from this Rosen lawsuit.
Yep.
Yeah. So... yeah, go figure.
I've said before, I think CD Projekt Red were wrong to release this on the older systems in the same shape as it was, and the shape that it was. But they've got enough credibility that they'll correct it and correct it quickly. So it's a misstep, but not the end of the company. Oh.
Yeah, they've already released out a number of patches. As far as my understanding is now, the Xbox One version and the PS4 version are running close to between 25 to 30 frames per second. So that's a pretty playable state. We've seen other games launch out. I mean, if you think about it, Skyrim, when it first launched out on what is it, PlayStation 3, was like unplayable. So, you know, we didn't have the big hoopla that we did back then. So I just wonder if this is a lot of fallback from the state of the world. So when people are looking forward to something, especially in the situation we're in, and then it disappoints the way this did, it creates this wave of anger. But I mean, I think that's been 2020. It's just been a wave of anger. So
people are assholes.
But yeah, so that was the only news story really worth talking about. There really isn't much else going on. Everybody is in holiday shutdown, of course, because it's Christmas and New Year's. So I think we have one game, Kim, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. One game to talk about.
One game, yeah. One new release.
And that is?
That is Wingspan for the Switch on December 29th.
Well, there you go. Somebody
and I didn't even see this last week, so it's almost like they added it in after I checked last week, but who knows.
Yeah, they might have. Yeah, that's a very odd. I mean, talk about getting it under the wire of 2020.
Right.
Maybe, just maybe, they would have been better off waiting and release this in 2021 instead of 2020. Unless the game is horrible, in which case maybe they like just add it to the dumpster fire of 2020 and we'll
put it on the end of the list. It'll be fine. Nobody will notice it anyway, probably. So.
possibly. All right, Robin.
Okay, let's try
how
and
are we feeling about
try and do this. Yeah. Before I do that, there is one thing I'd like you to watch. I meant to mention earlier on, which is a thing called The King of Arcades. It came out a year or two ago. It's on Amazon. I'm sure it's available elsewhere. And it's about this guy called Richie Knuckles, who was a punk rock star guy in a band called Knuckle Sandwich. Punk rock. Anyway, big arcade game fan, and it's about him setting up an arcade and restoring old arcade machines. It has Steve Wiebe in it, our wonderful mullet friend. It has the guy from Twin Galaxies. It's a great watch. I watched it this afternoon. So it's called The King of Arcades, and if you like, you know, Fistful of Dollars, you know, the Donkey Kong one, all that sort of stuff. You'll love this as well. So that's a good one to watch. Okay, Victory Achieved. This is the last Victory Achieved of the year. Victory Achieved, quite simply, if you don't know already, finish a game, send a tweet off with a photograph of the credits and a photograph of yourself. We put you into a draw, and you win money to buy games. Lovely. And it's been going now for years, and we've given away lots and lots of money. And this year we've given prizes away to Mr. Miyagi and Denok and the Taff Man, and they've all won their money. So, yeah. So out of the hat, we've drawn a winner, and the winner for this quarter is Hardly Dan. Dan has won for playing Cathy Rain and completing it in the beginning of October. So, well done, Dan. You now get...
well done, Dan.
£15 sterling. $20 if you decided to be American. But who would right now? the people that finished games this week, we have... now, goodness, I may be repeating myself, Dave. I'm not sure if we called you out last week or not, but forgive me. I might have been drunk. Call of Duty Cold War. Justin Smith. He finished Jedi Fallen Order, that's on your 6. Parkwood finished Hivebusters Gears of War 5. Cybul, he finished Burnout Paradise. Caliburn M finished Yakuza Kiwami. The Taff Man, Paul, he finished with his son, the greatest supervillain of all time, the 5-year-old. He finished Lego DC Supervillains. And of course, Greg also finished Hivebusters. And because it's Christmas time, all of the people, bar one, are going to get a £5 or $5 gift card, just as a little stocking filler. So congratulations, everybody. Happy Christmas to you. We'll be in touch to sort out your little gift card, and you can go to buy some points. So Merry Christmas to you. So now we have the sound of Santa Claus on the toilet.
You all have a victory's achieved. Woo! Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Very good. So that's that.
Never gets old. Never gets old. All right. Well, you know, obviously this was going to be a short show just because that time of year, you know, just not a lot happening in the gaming world. So, look, we appreciate you sticking around if you did and listening in. We'll be here, I think, next weekend. We'll see how that goes, depending on how bad our hangovers are from the first.
From tonight, weekend, tonight, tonight.
Significant. And tonight as well, yes. But yeah, we'll be back. We're on Facebook. We are on Twitter. So look us up at @OC_podcast on Twitter. It's just fb.ocpod.com on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a review. Hang out. Chill out in the podcast chat room. In fact, we probably should give a quick shout out to those pajama jobbers that were in the chat room, Kim, if you'd be so kind. That would be great.
Our victory achieved winner, Hardly Dan, was there, and Batch Gaming. So, in the chat, we have a few other, non-talkers, I don't know what you want to say. We have another TTV viewer, Commander Root Feet. Okay. Looking for gamers and Saddest Kitty. So, thank you all for being in the chat or, you know, listening to us, watching us, whatever. So, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, thank you again for tuning in, for checking out, for hanging out. It's Christmas. Go forward, enjoy. Hopefully you don't have to work for the next couple of days and you can just roll right into New Year's fresh and ready for the new year. I think we're all looking forward to the new year. I don't know anybody that's saying more 2020, please. So on that note, Robin, why don't you start off with some shout-outs?
To Amar. I know he has having some horrible sickness with this Chinese virus with his family, and a speedy recovery to you. I know Mark was getting a test this afternoon to see if he has a brain or not. We're not quite sure. The results will come back soon. So yeah, look, anybody that's been suffering from the Wu flu, I hope you have a quick and speedy recovery for it all. A quick shout out to John Moyse, who has started a podcast called Joysticks and Chill. So good luck with that, good lad. I think him and three other chaps are doing that, so check that one out as well. And to everybody, I hope you have a really happy Christmas. I've had a happy Christmas. Enjoy your few days off. And we'll see you next week. Next year. We'll see you next year. So, yeah, that'll be going to be an interesting start of the year. So, yeah, Kim, happy Christmas, everybody.
All right, shout out to you guys. Fun as always. And like Robin said, shout out to Mark and all the ones that are dealing with this COVID stuff. Hopefully you all feel better soon. Roll on 2021. Dear God. 2020 is just about over, so hopefully. I mean, I realize that's not going to be all sparkles and rainbows like in January 1st, but holy Lord, after the crapshoot this week, or this year's been. I'm not going to say the rest of that, though, because I'm probably going to jinx it. So anyway, happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you next year.
All right. Thanks for that, Kim. And yes, hey, thanks, everybody, for being a part of this podcast, being a part of the community. We do love all of you. Big shout out to John Mouse. I believe he now is giving Gary DeFelice a run for his money on most podcasts killed and started. So... congratulations, John. You are still quite a few shy of Gary, but you know, hey, give it your all, give it your best shot. We love you just the same. Shout out to Mark, get well, feel better. Shout out to Phil, get well, drop vegan. Just saying. Shout out to Pete, you bastard. Where are you? I don't want to be on the show was pretty much what he said. That was his acknowledgement. I didn't even have a good excuse, you know, COVID, nothing. Just I don't want to be on.
Ginger!
Appreciate that, Pete. Thanks. Feeling the love. Yep, Ginger, totally. Gary, I'm pretty sure right now is watching his Broncos lose to my Chargers, which is exciting, so take that,
awesome.
Gary.
Awesome.
Yeah. And a shout-out to 2021. we look forward to you because you've got to be better than 2020. And yes, maybe I did just jinx it. All right, my friends, that's it. We're done. We're out of here for this year. We'll see you next year. Roll some music, Robin.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.